Yeah, you're right. They haven't been perfect. And in order to keep it going, we have to improve, especially offensively. You know, we have to play better. But I think that we've got a good bunch of guys. I've said it a million times, and I apologize for saying that, but we've got guys that are grinded out type of guys. They're good teammates. They practice hard. They try to really play complimentary football. They feed off each other. They feed off the home crowd. So we're happy to be 3-1. Yeah, we talk about that a lot, especially our leaders. You know, we have really good leadership on this team. The leaders consist of guys that have played, you know, 12 years, like Andre Johnson, and guys that have maybe only played 2 or 3 years, you know, like Watt, you know, or guys that are in the middle, like Cushing, who's, you know, played, you know, 5, 6 years. So we have good leaders here, and all they talk about is keep fighting, keep trying to make plays, do our jobs. Try to do our job on every single play. Try to play complimentary football, and it's just a fun bunch of guys to coach. But at the end of the day, we've got to improve if we want to keep winning. I don't think we're going to be able to keep winning playing that way offensively. I give Buffalo a lot of credit. Buffalo played hard. They're a really good football team. They were very difficult to prepare for, and I think you saw that offensively from us today. They did a great job, and then, you know, I think our defense really, really played a whale of a game.
When you say poorly offensively, I mean, there's no way you can imagine you don't run the ball at all. So that's
yeah.
A lot that you guys kept running.
Yeah, no question, Jerome. But we have to be patient with the running game, but eventually we got to run the ball. We have to keep making sure that we stick the run in there. We can't just, you know, I don't believe we can throw it 55, 60 times a game and get away with that. But we've got to figure out how to run the ball better from a coaching standpoint and from a playing standpoint. Again, make it real clear, we're all in it together, okay? Every one of us are in it together. The players know that. We as coaches know that. I think, like I said, defensively we played a whale of a game, gave up the one long touchdown on a miscommunication. But other than that, played a great game. And I think special teams, you know, Shane Leckler had some fantastic punts today that really flipped the field for us. And, you know, that was a key to winning also. And then obviously Randy Bullock with 250-plus yard field goals. I mean, what a great job. So give a lot of credit. It's a great team win, but there's improvement to be made, no question about it. I think any time, you know, JJ makes a play like that, anybody on our team makes a play like that, especially at home, you know, where you get the crowd into it. I mean, the roof almost came off on that one. I mean, the crowd was so loud. It was just a great play. He's a very instinctive, great player, and it really turned the game, no question about it.
Did you think he was going to make it in?
What's that?
Did you think he was
going to
make it in when you lost?
He can run, Dave. So, yeah. Yeah, and then he got a good block. I think he got a good block. I think it was Kareem Jackson maybe made a great block for him. But I know he can run. He gains a lot of ground with those long legs, so he did a good job. Am I surprised by what? He's just an extremely talented guy who plays hard. He's everything you want in a great player. He's a leader, and we got a lot of guys like that. We really do. Not to take the credit away from JJ, it was a great play, but we played great team defense today for the most part, and a lot of guys were making plays out there. We were trying to set the edge and keep the backs inside. Sometimes it was better than it was at other times. I think we tackled better, I believe, in the second half. It looked like we tackled better. Of course, we were on the field longer offensively in the second half, which I think helped. We weren't on the field hardly at all. We couldn't stay on the field offensively in the first half, so the defense was out there quite a bit. And so we got to do a better job of balancing that. But I thought that the defense did a really good job of getting to the ball, tackling, making plays on third down, which was important, key plays on third down. And they, obviously with a couple turnovers, that was good too.
Before the game, Fitzpatrick got the team together in the huddle, kind of fired everybody up and said, you know, follow me today. People don't associate him with being that type of leader, but just a very fiery, experienced leader.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I'm glad he did that. I believe he's a leader. Like I said, offensively, we've got to coach better and we've got to play better offensively, but Fitzy, you know, he did what he had to do today. I thought he ran the ball when he had to. He got us into the right play most of the time, and he did a decent job today. But again, we have to get back to grinding it out in the meeting room, upstairs in our coaches' offices to figure out how we can improve offensively. But like I said, it was a great team win, and you know, we're looking forward to reviewing it tomorrow and start working on a really good Dallas team starting on Wednesday.
You mentioned Randy Bullitt. To have a kicker that you have faced throughout the 50-plus yard kicker, how big of a tool is that?
I think the competition in the offseason helped Randy. You know, when we brought Boswell in here, and Boswell did a pretty good job place kicking. You know, Boswell's a good young kicker, you know, and I think that helped Randy, you know, because he had to earn his job, and he did. He kicked better than Boswell in the preseason, so he earned his job, and I think that does a lot for your confidence. And when he came out this year, so far, knock on wood, it's only four games, but I think he's kicked really well. His kickoffs were key today, you know, not allowing Spiller to return the ball is a big deal because Spiller's a great returner. So, and then obviously the field goals. So I think he's done a really good job. He just needs to keep it going.
Do you break the season down in the quarters? How do you analyze the first four?
Yeah, I don't really do that, Jerome. It's more about 16 one-game seasons. You know, every game is different. Every game plan's different. Every team is different. And so I look at it that way. I don't really look at it as breaking it into quarters. I know a lot of guys do that, but I just look at it as, okay, the next game is game five. That's the fifth in these one-game seasons, and it's a big game. You know, it's an important game, and it's not going to be easy. It's at Dallas, and we've got to get going on that. As soon as we get done reviewing Buffalo, we've got to get on to Dallas. Yeah, we tried to spell him. We tried to manage his snaps today. Coming off of missing a week there, you know, last week. He practiced all week. He had a really good practice week, but we tried to manage his snaps. Part of managing his snaps is the fact that Blue has come on and played pretty well, so we're able to manage his snaps. Blue's played pretty well, so, you know, we basically tried to split the reps there a little bit, and then, you know, in the fourth quarter, when we felt like we needed to get him the ball a little bit, we tried to do that. And I think Arian ran hard. He played hard. He made some plays. You know, we've got to, as an offense, we all have to play and coach better.
That play at the end of the game where he caught the ball and rolled for the first down, is that just a veteran being aware?
Yeah, very situationally aware, getting to the right depth or near the right depth on the play, and then understanding, you know, okay, when I catch it, maybe a yard or half a yard short, and I got to dive for the rest of it. And I think that's really knowledgeable of him, and I think a lot of our guys have that type of instinct. So that was a good play.
Darren Morris last one got a lot of action and made a bunch of plays.
He did. Demo played well. He did a good job. He's come in here. He's got good speed. He's a strong guy. He's a really, really good, hard-working guy. He works very hard at learning the game plan. He does. This past week, he was practicing with the defense. He was practicing on the scout team. He took almost every rep in practice on both sides. So give that guy a lot of credit. And I thought he played, from what it looked like on the field level, he played a really solid game today.
Do you have